Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:09. We're going to top out at 100 today. Yeah, 100.
Lovely.
Yeah. So, toughest things about being a parent, what are they? What do you think they are? The list that we had included sleepless nights, tantrums, having patience, keeping on top of household chores, getting kids to eat the right foods, potty training, sibling rivalry, juggling childcare, giving your child what they want without spoiling them, getting kids to clean their teeth properly. And there were another 40. If you go to hot1047.com, you'll see the there's a link to the full story of where I got this at Lynn News. It's got all 50 of them there. But what are the things that you find the hardest about being a parent? We've gotten a bunch of text messages here. This one, worrying and trying not to be overprotective.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's definitely not that dads don't worry and aren't protective, but moms are more so, I think.
I am. I know that.
You're so lucky you don't have a boy.
I know. I would probably be different if I had a boy.
I guess the way I look at it, if when Jackie wants to do something that I think is dangerous, I always just think to myself, would I want to do the same thing when I was her age?
Yeah, but you still have to have common sense enough to know.
Well, yeah, I know. But
it would be safe.
I know, but at least if I think about it that way, would I want to do that? And now, okay, now I'm in parent brain. Is it safe enough to do? Yeah. You know, and right. What I'm talking about is like climbing ladders on playgrounds.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, first few times she was trying to climb ladders, I was like hovering. And then.
Well, you do.
And after a while, then you realize she can do it. She's coordinated. She can handle climbing a little ladder. Now, a 25-footer? No, probably not.
Right.
But she'd get too scared and not go up any higher. Rockley is 9 months old, and he'd climb the whole thing. And not even phase him. Let's see. We've got, who do we have on the phone here? John is on the phone. How are you, John?
Not bad.
So, toughest thing about parenting, what do you think it is?
Well, I noticed most of your things on the list, none of them dealt with teenagers.
Yeah, I know. None of the top 10 did. I mean, some of them could, like sibling rivalry.
Right.
Household chores, eating the right foods. But yeah.
I've been through six of them, and now I have a four-year-old.
Ooh.
The biggest problem I faced was trying to keep them alive when they were experimenting with alcohol or driving with somebody who's been drinking or that kind of thing.
Yeah, that high school transition mm-hmm. to adulthood is, I am not looking forward to that at all.
The four-year-old brushes her teeth, no problem.
Yeah. Of course, they got to get the beer smell out of their mouth before they come home.
No, I said the four-year-old.
Oh, the four-year-old, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I don't think your four-year-old probably has that issue going on. Well, thanks for the call, John. Yeah, thanks for the call, John.
Hi, thanks.
Bye-bye. I got a text here from 0798. Getting them to sleep in their own bed and the fight to brush their teeth for a two-year-old. We had that battle with Jackie. It started right around her second birthday, and it all started because we went on vacation, and she was kind of too big to sleep in a pack and play.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one king bed in our room, so we just let her sleep with us. And that was the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, my girls in there a little slept with us and not a good idea.
Yeah. It took probably 6 months to break that, at least.
There was one thing.
And it wasn't just, we got her out of our room at least.
Yeah.
Finally, but she would not sleep in her bed. She would want to sleep in her little Elmo couch thing on the floor, and it drove me nuts. But at least she was in her room.
Right. There was one tip that I can give you that I don't remember where I got it from. It was a TV show or something that dealing with children that would not go to bed in their own bed is that you would lay them there. You would put down on the covers and tuck them in, and then you would sit at the end of the bed, and you would not talk to them. You would not say anything, but you would sit at the end of the bed.
Yeah.
And then they would fall asleep, and it worked.
I did that. I did do that a few times where I didn't sit at the end of the bed. I just stood in the doorway.
Oh, no. Well, you want to
and just
not feel like
watched.
You just sit at the end of the bed and you just ignore them if they talk to you or whatever. If they get out of bed, put them back in bed. Sit
yep,
at the end
I
of the
did,
bed.
I did that too.
Yep.
And it was basically a 15-minute staring contest until Jackie finally conked out.
Yep. But it works.
I got an email from Olympia. She said, I'm with Mel about embarrassing kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's detrimental to their self-esteem. Hardest parenting thing so far. had two babies within 2 years is having personal individual time and mommy and daddy time.
Oh, that's true.
Without it being both of us falling asleep in the first 10 minutes of a movie we finally try to watch on DVD. Yeah. I'm with you there. Okay. Being able to embarrass your kids a little bit, I think, is a God-given right.
Not in front of their friends. No.
A little bit.
No.
Little, harmless. So long as I'm just embarrassing myself.
If you're being goofy, but if you embarrass,
I'm talking about walking around in my underwear when her friends are over. You know, I'll come out.
Okay, first
come
of
up
all,
from the basement.
I don't think you should do that because there's probably some sort of law against that.
Everything's covered that has to be. It's not illegal to walk around in your underwear. It's inappropriate, but it's not illegal.
It's inappropriate.
Yeah. Nah.
You won't be doing that.
Knowing Jackie's personality, she probably won't care. Sleepless nights don't stop when they grow up. My daughter is 20.
What? Well, I suppose you're worrying about them being home. At 20, though, she's an adult. Like, go to sleep.
Yeah. Another text said, seeing the look on her face when she's sick and not being able to do anything about it. That is...
Oh, I hate that.
I hate that, too. When they're... Jackie got super sick on New Year's Eve a couple of years ago, and we had to go to the hospital to get her an IV, and... It was just, yeah, it's just brutal watching him go through that. I could not stand it. Anyway, I found an interesting story about which of the big box retailers is cheaper. You will be surprised at the results. Which one? Walmart, Target. Got it next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 824, hot one today, 100 for the high. It is 76 right now. Make sure you go check out the Radio Pup app for your smartphone. You can listen to us on there. You can get all the news and stuff off our website, all the dirt, all the goofy stuff,
our
videos,
blogs.
Our blogs, if you care. It's all right there. Radio Pup, download it for your iPhone, iPad, or Android phone right now. I almost forgot.
There's an app for that.
There is, yeah. So I got a text that said, I'm with Andy. My dad did it to me when I was a teenage girl. Go for it. Embarrassing my daughter in front of her friends. Now, I'm not talking about, you and I were talking about this off the air.
Right.
I'm not talking about making fun of her directly.
See, that's when you originally said that, that's
no,
what I thought you meant.
No.
That's
I would never
what I'm
do
talking
that.
About. That is... Don't do that.
I would no.
Like you making how you make fun of me, like if you did that to her, it would be bad.
As a young girl, yeah, no.
Yeah. So I'm saying. No. I had an uncle that used to like just tease the crap out of me, and to this day I just really don't like him.
Yeah. No, that's
because
not
he did, that's all he ever did.
Not at all what I'm talking about. Kathy is on the phone. How are you, Kathy?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. Let me ask again. And it might even be the same person that I asked the other day. Was it Cassie or Kathy?
Yeah. Cassie.
S's and TH's sound the same on the phone.
They do.
Spell it for me.
K-A-S-S-Y.
Okay. Now I know I'm talking to Cassie. Was it you the other day, too?
No.
Oh, okay. It was a different Cassie then. It always sounds like Kathy to me on the phone. Anyway, Cassie, what you got?
Well, I'm not calling about the parenting thing. I'm calling about you and your underwear thing.
Okay.
My dad, when I was younger, you know how robes used to be popular for like men?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He'd walk around in like this robe that went to like his thighs, maybe, and his underwear underneath in front of my friends all the time. And they still, to this day, I'm 25, felt like if they see him, like make fun of him about it.
Yeah.
And how he did that.
Yeah. Did it ruin your self-esteem?
At the time, I thought I was just like, oh, my gosh. I mean, he didn't think it was a big deal. I mean, you know, that's just what he did every night, you know. But
because it's not a big deal.
At that age, though, sometimes at that age, though, it's so critical. And I don't think that you embarrassing them, you're supposed to be their support system.
At 12, 13, no. At 17, 18, yes.
I just don't think it's wise.
It was, I mean, zero to graduated. He did it. I mean, it wasn't something that he just started for sake of embarrassing me. It was just his way.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the call, Cassie.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah, I'll just run around in my underwear. It'll be fine.
Gross.
So, I saw this story and it was a little surprising to me because, you know, you kind of have the preconceived notion of which one's cheaper, Target or Walmart.
The preconceived notion is Walmart.
Well, one study finds that that is not the case.
Really?
That Target is cheaper than Walmart, but not by much. The Bloomberg, you know, they're big time into the money stuff.
Mm, they are.
figured out the cost or went and shopped for 150 common items at stores within close proximity to each other and analyzed which one was cheaper. Well, when you added them all up, Target was less, but only by, what was it, 46 cents? Yeah, 46 cents.
Hmm.
For every $100, Target was 46 cents less. So it was super close.
That is really close.
Yeah. The Walmart said their comment to the study was that basically where we do it every single day, it wasn't just sale items, blah, blah, blah. And Target says, well, we shop and always try to go lower than blah, blah, blah. So basically, they're both about the same, really.
Gotcha.
When you look,
mm-hmm.
you know, Walmart's got more stuff, more different stuff.
I have to say, you know, one thing, Target's getting better as far as like having more grocery stuff now.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Yeah. But I don't know. I guess when I decide which one I'm going to go to, I'll just sit and think. Which one am I less likely to see an ankle bracelet on a woman wearing pink tight biking shorts?
Did you see Carla's picture?
Yes, I did.
That was funny.
That was really funny. Anyway, and then that's the one I go to.
Yeah.
You can figure out which one you think that one is. Our favorite sounds.
Favorite sounds.
And the sounds we hate the most.
Okay.
I've got 10 of each. And they are coming up after some dirt. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
If you delete your Facebook, don't be upset when I forget your birthday.
It's 8:29, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 8:43, up to 100 today. Yay! So, according to a survey, which, if it wasn't for surveys, we wouldn't have a show. A British theme park asked people what sounds they like the most and the ones they hate the most. Here are the sounds that they first liked the most. We'll give you the good first. Number five.
I don't know. I think maybe you should do the bad first.
No way.
Get it out of our head.
Number five is birds chirping.
Hmm.
Yeah. Number four.
Except for that one.
Baby. That is kind of an annoying sounding bird. Number four is a baby laughing.
How can you not like smile when you hear that?
Whenever Rockley starts laughing, I giggle hysterically.
I love it.
It's so funny. Number three. Walking in snow is what that's supposed to be.
Okay.
I like the sound at the beginning of winter. At the end of winter, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Number two sound we like the most. Raindrops against the window.
It puts me to sleep.
Yeah, it's a good sound.
Mm-hmm.
And number one is almost the exact same thing. Waves on rocks. Really just sounds more like wind than
and
anything.
If you really had to go to the bathroom right now, you are like rushing to the bathroom after we just played raindrops and
so
waves.
There's the five sounds we love the most.
Okay.
Here are the sounds we hate the most. Someone spitting.
Like hawking a loogie?
Yeah.
I can't handle it.
The number four sound that we hate the most. Dentist drill.
Stop it.
Number three
stop
sound
it.
That
stop
we
it.
Hate the most.
Oh, so annoying. You're killing me.
Every time I go to the mall, I hear a car alarm.
Oh, my gosh.
Never fails.
Please make it stop.
Number two sound we hate the most.
Oh.
Mel had to take her headphones off.
You're lucky I didn't yak right
now. I stopped it before it got real bad.
Oh, my gosh.
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Put your headphones back on. You have to participate.
I don't want to anymore. Is it going to be the Jaws theme song?
No, it's not.
Okay.
That would have been too obvious. Number one sound we hate the most is... Nails on a chalkboard. Some people on the internet call that Andy and Mel in the morning. Which, by the way, is brought to you by Kosama. Are you ready for an 8-week body transformation? Learn about the training tools, the advantages, the money-back guarantee, and the Kosama legend at Kosama.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 855 up to 100 today. 78 right now. The Republican National Convention going on right now. John Thune spoke at it yesterday. Last night, actually. And he made a little funny. We played this earlier this morning.
It's no secret that I'm a sports fan. In fact, I get asked all the time if I've ever played basketball with President Obama. The answer is no. I'm still waiting for that invitation. The next question is, do you think you could take him one-on-one? And I say, I really don't know. I've never seen him play. But I can tell you this. President Obama would be easy to defend because you know he's always going to go to his left.
Okay, now he may have made a lame joke, but at least he didn't accidentally endorse Obama at the convention.
What?
Yeah.
I know that if President Obama is elected in November, which I hope that he is, that he will be able to come together with all of us and come up with a solution. And I believe he will secure our borders. And
yeah, that was Jan Brewer. The governor of Arizona accidentally said, I hope Obama is elected.
Interesting.
Michelle Bachmann also made a slip up and says that, I'll just play it here.
Single women are going to do a lot better under an Obama administration because they'll pay half the price for gasoline if Mitt Romney is president.
Yeah. I just find it funny when politicos start slipping up. This was not a slip up. This was intentional. George Bush the first. Remember how Dana Carvey used to do the impression of him?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he actually did Dana's impression of the impression of him, if that makes sense.
Okay.
We were coming into the East Room. He said, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, and in walked Dana Carvey.
First thing I notice is podiums for the other guy over there. Would love to be up here, but I'm down here.
Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent.
Old people are cute.
They're cute.
Old people are cute.
Like puppies.
How old is he?
I don't know. He's getting way
up
there.
If he's not 90, he's dang close.
Yeah, he's way up there.
Anyway. We've got music coming up, whole bunch of it. We will get to Maroon 5, also Kelly Clarkson's latest next. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.